In the name of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We will continue these services which just began, or actually began last night with the evening services. I thought I would read as a topic for my sermon from the book of Psalms, from Psalm 73, from verse 21 to 28. And these words are heard in Jesus' name. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish, and thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Amen. Dear hearers of the word, brothers and sisters, here in this service tent and in the Opisto grounds and everywhere who are listening to the media, wherever each of you are hearing this word. On this beautiful summer day, we can quieten to hear the word of God. And this morning, I was able to attend a meeting of the main committee, where the brothers and sisters on the main committee have done hard work so that each of us would have the possibility to stop and listen to the Word of God, and that we have good surroundings here to hear. I have a good feeling everything is taken care of well, and why not? Because they are in the good, secure hands of our Heavenly Father. And so it is good and secure for us to hold these services. And we hope that the most important thing and the main reason for having these services is that the Word of God could be refreshing and comforting us and giving us strength on this endeavor, and so that we could stop for a few days from our daily, day-to-day life at this oasis. I'd like to go back to the year 2016, Then we were able to have summer services in Tornio. There also we experienced God's blessing. God blessed the services there in Tornio. We were able to rejoice for this blessing, this great gift of God. I was able to partake in the arrangements because I was on the main committee. And there we discussed about the motto. And we asked the people in the ROIs who are participating in the arrangements to suggest what could be the motto of the services. And I asked people of all ages in my own home Zion. I told them that now you have a chance to affect the motto and the content of the services. And in my home Zion, I discussed with young people and middle-aged people and older people. And the young people said that the matter of faith is such a happy matter. It would be good that if the service motto would talk about happiness and blessedness. And they brought up this matter, which is at the end of my text. And then it was chosen as the motto of those services, but it is good for me to draw near to God. We discussed about this matter in the main committee, and the main thought was that we children of God can experience the joy of faith and enjoy faith in our life, even though we are in this world, we are not of this world. God has put us here to live and to take care of this world, this earth, and to protect this earth, and we want to do this in the way that God has wanted us to do. And this motto was chosen, and many young people said afterward that they were happy, that they were also able to participate in the arrangements of the services and able to have an effect in this way on the motto. And even as today, at these services, we have a motto which talks about the light. The word of God is the light. And the light of the word of God shines always in his kingdom. We have here a psalm of Asaph. And he writes about his feelings about his life. This is a confession of his faith, of what he feels. Asaph had trials in his life, temptations, and troubles even. There are many people in the Bible of which the Bible tells us. And the Word of God brings them into our life. Even though this Word of God has been written long ago. But the things in the Bible are familiar to us even today, even this morning, and to the last days and this moment. I thought I would mention a few. For example, Job and his life. David faced many things in his life, many difficulties. But in the life of all of these people mentioned in the Bible and in our life, we have the blessings of God. Even though there are temptations and failings and difficulties and trials, but above all is God's blessing. The book of Job tells us that Job had to say, I came into this world naked, and I will return from this world naked. In the midst of all of this, Job did not accuse the Lord or fight against him. But after these trials, Job, like Asaph, was able to experience God's great blessing in his life. And Job says, in the part that talks about the end of Job's life, Job says, or it is said, the Lord blessed Job's life at the end even more abundantly than he had blessed him in the beginning. And it makes a list of how he had many sheep and goats. And he got 7 sons and 3 daughters and so on. And Job was able to live a long life. God blessed him with a long life. He died at a very high age, and he was filled with his life. King David, like Asaph and Job, fell into great sins in his life, and so on. God sent a man to him who freed him through the forgiveness of sins. And in many Psalms, David rejoices of how great and good God is, how God blessed his life. But here we have the Psalm of Asaph. But if we still go back to Job's life, Job was bitter at one point when one day he regretted his own birthday. But here Asaph rejoices in the beginning of Psalm 73. He looks at the beauty of God's kingdom. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. This was a confession, an open confession by Asaph about the kingdom of God and its good caretaking. He says, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Dear travel friends, brothers and sisters, you can think in this way, that if our foot slips, we can easily fall down. Fortunately, you can't see my feet, but I'm so nervous that my feet are trembling, even though I know that I am not alone here. You are. You have remembered me and other servants who have come to this place by turn. You have remembered us in your prayers. Asaf here says that his feet were almost gone. And he tells the reason. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They never had any troubles. They are not in trouble like other men. They are not plagued like other men. And they talk, they ridicule, and they are corrupt, and they speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. So it's no wonder that if Asaf's feet were slipping. Asaf made the mistake of comparing his life with the life of unbelieving people. Dear travel friend, dear brother and sister, is this familiar to you? When you have trials and troubles in your life and failures, and you may have a hard life, is this thought familiar to you that you have made the mistake of comparing? Why does God, the Heavenly Father, give me such troubles? Why doesn't He give them to those who are not believing? I dare say that this is familiar to all of us, this thought. We compare. We make errors and we are lacking. So we make the error of comparing ourselves to unbelieving people. But we also may make the mistake of comparing ourselves to other believers and being envious of other believers. I often find myself envying other children of God and the gifts that God has given to them. Even though I know that God has blessed my life so abundantly, but I feel myself so lacking. May God, in His love and grace, help us avoid such comparisons in our life. And if we do happen to make these comparisons, that it would not make us bitter, that we would not have bad thoughts in our heart, but that we could pray to the Heavenly Father that God would protect us from all of this. Asaf says, behold, these are the ungodly. Who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Asaph talks before this text. He asks, have I kept my heart pure for naught, and my hands have I kept innocent for nothing? Just think, Asaph had these wrong watchings. Have I kept my heart pure for naught? And have I kept my hands innocent for nothing? Have I endeavored for nothing on this way to heaven? I have tried to endeavor, as we children of God say. When we say that I have tried to endeavor, with a good conscience, but it is not. I have not always been successful. I have fallen, faults have come, and errors. But when we live in the kingdom of God, in the grace care of the kingdom of God, we are cared for with grace and truth, and we are loved. In the care of the Sarah mother, we know that there is no care as good in any lodging place as there is in the kingdom of God. Now, Asaph had such thoughts, and he was thinking that have I endeavored in this way for nothing. If the ungodly are so successful, but we know that our Heavenly Father, our Father, is fair and just. He gives His grace to the wrong and the righteous, and He blesses the wrong and the righteous. Our Father knows all of us, knows our needs and our lackings and so on, but He is absolutely fair and just. But when Asaph had these temptations, but he found this thing, or he found where he can find help, he says here, I was thinking so that I would understand all of this, but it was too difficult for me. Many times we think, and we can't find answers to our questions in life, answers to different things in our life. We can't find answers, no matter how much we ponder, like Asaph. We don't understand. And many times, many matters remain this way, that we never understand them, and we never will. These things may be opened to us much, much later. But here he says, it was too difficult for me. When we say in our life, like Asaph did, that this is too difficult for me, don't we, children of God, have good instruction? Like it says here, that I finally came into the holy place of God, in the midst of God's kingdom. This kingdom which is made up of you and me, of us brothers and sisters, and where we can be endeavoring as children of God in the grace care of this kingdom. And we can rejoice for this grace of God and this love of God and for how long-suffering our Father is toward us. It has been, His grace has been good to all of us at every moment of our life. Asaph says, "And then I understand what will happen to these ungodly, and you will lead them upon a slippery path, and they fall down into destruction." When we spoke about the life of King David and the phases of his life, it says in Psalm 40 about the life of David that I earnestly waited for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry, and he lifted me up from a horrible pit out of miry clay and set my feet upon a rock, and he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise unto God. And many will fear it when they hear it, and then they will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. I would declare and speak of them. So this is how David spoke of the good care of God, and says that they will fall into a pit like Asaph David saw. It was God who lifted him from a deep pit. The old translation talks about a horrible pit. And this is a pit where David and Asaph felt they had fallen. So this is the reason why Asaph was bitter, and he describes this bitterness. When he says that I was foolish and ignorant, I was like a beast before thee. But he openly, just think how Asaph openly spoke about the condition of his heart. Are we able to talk about ourselves openly? About the negative parts of our life? Things that we feel and experience. Many times this is difficult for us, but Asaph was able to talk about these things, and it was for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God when he brought out his own psalm and the condition of his heart. And that is why we, as children of God, when we visit with each other, we want to open our ears to each other. And like the Word of God tells us, it would be good to ask each other, how does it go? How is it going with you? and it might make it easier for the brother or sister to begin talking, who may have great sorrows and troubles in life, who are carrying a cross on their endeavor, but they haven't been able to talk about their cares to anybody. For this reason, it is so good that we can openly relate our own psalms in the kingdom of God and trust that we won't hear from others what we have spoken confidentially. This matter of living in the kingdom of God, the foundation is good. King David says he got a good foundation under his feet, and Asaph also says that his life had a strong foundation that would not tremble under the winds of this world. The foundation of the kingdom of God is good and strong, and Jesus is the best cornerstone. The throng of believers in God's kingdom is not blown about by the winds. The world is storming around us, but the kingdom of God is able to travel in calm weather. God blesses his own kingdom, and through his kingdom he blesses the lives of all of us. Do we always remember to be thankful for this? The foundation is good, and like it is said here, it is a joy. I am continually with you, the Heavenly Father is with us every moment of our life. He has sent his Holy Spirit amongst us, and he is affecting even here through the Holy Spirit. He is blessing us through the spoken word. The servants of the word don't have anything of themselves to give, and they cannot have, but they preach the simple gospel of the kingdom of God. And this is good food for us to eat. I am continually with thee, and thou holds me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Does it mean that we are given special consideration here in this time? It is not so. As children of God, we are equal. But one day you lift us up into glory. That is when the children of God are called to glory. It is the day when we get to heaven. May God allow each of us to be there on that day when the Lord says that I will bless you. We have a good things awaiting us, dear children of God, but many times we doubt. Children of God of all ages, and like Asaph, we doubt. And we doubt like many who have gone before us. Am I on the right way? Is this throng of God's children? Is this the right group? is this group? Does the way to heaven pass through this congregation? But we can be sure that God will keep his promises, and he I am thinking in this way today. When there are grandparents here, people who have come to a high age, dear brothers and sisters, and there are middle-aged mothers and fathers here, and there are those of you who live alone and who may even feel lonesomeness. You are just as valuable in the kingdom of God as all of us. You, dear young people, are here today. You little boys and girls are children of God. God has abundantly blessed all of us. I would like to direct my word to you, dear young person. A few years ago, there was an article in the Päivämies paper with the title, "Do I Still Have the Strength to Believe?" That article was written by a certain sister who had read in the media and heard and seen how the children of God in the kingdom of God were surrounded by storms and were ridiculed in many ways. And it is said that we are ridiculed because of Christ's name. This young person who had read this article spoke just as openly as Asaph. He was wondering, is it worth even trying? Will I ever get to that destination that is awaiting the children of God? But he received strength from the other young people, young believers, who told him to come with us to services. And he went, like Asaph, to the holy place. He had thoughts, perhaps, that have I endeavored for naught? Have I tried to endeavor on this way to heaven? He went to services, he heard the songs of the children of God. And the song was being sung, "I have the peace of God in my heart in this land of death." Is blessed and happy as he endeavors on this strange world toward heaven. That young person received strength and was able to see and feel that this is the right group. This is my place. Here they understand me even though I have lackings. Here they understand me and here they forgive my sins. He went to another young person. He didn't have the strength to ask for a blessing during the sermon, but this other believing person blessed him. Believe, your doubts and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And he received new strength to believe and to endeavor in the middle of God's kingdom. The gospel is the power of God to all who believe unto salvation. He was able to experience, like Asaph, but it is good for me to draw near to God. Even though, like Asaph says here very openly, this one word means much here when it says but it is good for me to be drawn near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Even yet, we want to enjoy and rejoice over the kingdom of God and the good grace care of the kingdom. And we do not want to think. Dear young children of God, do not think, do I have the strength to believe? But put your sins and burdens away. You can receive strength from the gospel in your endeavor of faith to travel on this way to heaven. In this way, the kingdom of God is good, and it is in our midst. Even at this blessed moment of grace, we can rejoice over this kingdom. Even though my flesh and my heart fails, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God hasn't given this good care to us momentarily, but he gives it to us eternally. On to that moment when we close our eyes to this world. God has promised to take good care of us and take us and carry us and will bring us to our destination in heaven's glory. So secure is God's kingdom around us. And I know that all of us children of God desire to one day get to that destination, to the glory of heaven, where that which is lacking will end and completeness will begin. Everything here is lacking and incomplete. We have burdens which cause us to be weary on this journey. But one day the child of God can leave his burdens and his cross behind and receive the crown. Dear brothers and sisters, remain now believing. Sins and doubts, temptations and faults and errors forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood. On to peace, freedom, and joy. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. God, the Heavenly Father, guides our life and leads us in our life and blesses us and protects us so that we would one day get to glory in heaven. I especially would like to encourage you to believe. You little boys and girls, you can lift up your hearts to believe from the same gospel. Your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. On to peace, freedom, and joy. Dear travel friends, I came to this place with so many doubts and temptations, wrong watchings, battling with my own poorness. As a traveler on this way, I'd like to ask, having these doubts and temptations and wrong washings, can I believe them forgiven? I want to believe together with you. Now we can securely remain believing. I would like to say, in the words of the Song of Zion, close to my Lord God, I am always blessed. I trust in you as my helper, and talk of your deeds of grace. Thank you that I can travel on your way to glory. In Jesus' name, amen.